Kyle, that was a great show this week. It was possibly one of the, I mean, it was the biggest show that we've ever
done. Well, hold
on. Yeah.
We're now into, what are we calling this again? After the Hunt?
Yep, After the Hunt.
The Trophy Room Post Show?
Yeah.
We hinted at this week's show.
Yeah.
We have an issue with the country and continent of Australia.
You guys are
listen, Denise and Ian. I came to this podcast to listen to Trophy Talk about old or upcoming PlayStation games, but was disappointed. I stuck around for 20 to 30 episodes.
You were disappointed for 20 plus hours. Continue.
And found the host to be overwhelmingly disgusting. In burping into the microphone to talking absolute nonsense, I felt like I could close my eyes and smell the Dorito breath. It's like every episode they take questions from emails that seem to come from one person, Famous Shames, is what he wrote. Really boring stuff, guys. A name change and so professionalism would improve you guys, but for me, it's an unsubscribe. All right, Denise and or Ian, whoever wrote this.
Where do you get off?
You took my bit, damn it!
I'm sorry, you were gonna do that? We should.
I was. No, but listen, 20. Also, that review was from April.
Yeah.
So, look, 20 to 30 episodes. Let's go to the high end, 30 episodes. Yeah. You listen for a half of a fucking year worth of content, and then you're like, oh my god, these guys?
Yeah.
They're nonsense.
Yeah.
Listen, if I listen to a show one time and they're not for me, then I'm done.
Yeah.
You took a whole half of the year.
Yeah.
To listen to
feel us out.
What is the... Oh, there was a one-star review, by the way, in case I didn't say that.
Okay, one star's never bothered me. It's always the four stars, because you're being honest. Don't be honest.
Yeah.
Lie to me, you know?
And Dorito breath, how can you tell?
It's Cool Ranch, bitch.
It's fine. I'm not really bothered by it. It's whatever.
No, of course. Again, if it's a one star, you're just trying to get to me. You know?
Yeah.
Four stars, you're actually having something to say. Three stars, you're being brutally honest. Don't.
You have a pros and cons list, and we're not here for that.
Exactly. So I'm not here for your podcast advice or what you do, okay? No.
Yeah. No.
Kyle, speaking of podcasts that I actually really enjoy, I was listening to Watch, Play, Listen, okay, with Alana Pierce.
Troy Baker. Mike Bithell. And
okay. Oh, what's he's a composer. He's really good.
Oh god, yes. Shit.
Guys, don't give him this episode. He's super talented.
He's so good. Why am I not?
I don't know. While you find it. While you find the masked singer here.
Austin Wintory.
Austin Wintory, thank you. They're a fantastic show, which is literally usually a podcast with no chemistry or no structure. I can't get into there. They're just like in the middle of a Zoom call. They're like, press play. And it works for some reason because they're very interesting folks. They got, you know, years of this industry behind them. And one thing that I got from Troy Baker, he said something really cool. He said something where he's like, every year I make a list of things I want to achieve, where I want to go. Right? Things I want to do. And at the end of the year, I always give myself like a self audit of the things that I did achieve, the things I didn't get to achieve, and the things that I'm still in progress with. And then he goes, and I save one thing. One thing is that there's always a batshit crazy thing I want to do. The craziest thing I want to achieve. And he goes, every single year I've been able to achieve that. Kyle, my question for you, what is that crazy thing? We're coming up on a new year, right? Mm-hmm. We have so many things that we want to achieve. And the simple answer is like, I want to be the biggest PlayStation podcast. And that ain't it. We got to go crazier. What is that crazy achievement of like, you look back at it, if you threw a dart at the board, you know, blindfolded, and you hit it, you'd be ecstatic. But if you didn't, you'd be like, at least I fucking tried. What is that?
I just want to hug somebody again. That's real talk. I just want to hug. In our times, that is, I think, the craziest thing. No.
actually, you might be right on that one.
Depending on where you're going. Okay. All right. Specifically about us here at the trophy room. Yeah. What is that crazy thing?
Yeah. Or just on a personal level. Sky's the limit.
I mean, I think personal in this kind of... Again, I have another jokey answer for personal, too. Like, I just want to be able to pay my bills and not stress about it.
I'm right there with you.
When it comes to the show, yeah. I think what would be batshit insane and something that I know I'd be terrified of, but mm-hmm. I'll enjoy every second, is we host the, like, official PlayStation pre-show of whatever E3 presentation or state of play thing, like Anthony Carboni, and I'm blanking on her name, but she's fantastic.
I think yeah, the just Star do like Wars the, show.
The yeah, just like yeah. We are the host of the pre-show of the next E3 Sony presentation or whatever the replacement is of that.
I like that. That is yeah, like the PSX.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yeah. God. We're interviewing the developers on stage at PSX or something like that.
God, yeah. The one thing, like being an indie show that we are, I wouldn't even consider us that small anymore because, like, you know, we're still tiny.
We're number one in Serbia, baby.
We're number one in Serbia. That small. So, like, we're not that small. You know, Croatia, we still got to work towards, but we're getting there.
If you are the listener in Serbia that are listening to us,
hat off
let
to
us
you.
Know. Let yeah. us. I would really love to have you on the show and just talk to you.
Yeah. But thinking about it, the craziest goal I would have, because again, like when you're a creator out there, any big, small, whatever, you get imposter syndrome all the time.
Oh my god, yeah. I wake up with it in the morning.
Yeah, same here. I'm like, I don't know. This is
am I even a human? Look at all these other humans that are functioning. I'm not.
Yeah, and the one thing that you like, we try to get guests on as much as we can. Like, I'm not reaching out all the time. Like, every week I'm trying to find something. But, like, every now and again, I'm trying to find more people to come on the show, talk about games. It is always really hard to do that, especially in this day and age, especially in this time, the holiday season. But I'm, like, super lucky that we've gotten people like Adam Bankers, Joseph Yaden, Khalif Adams.
Blessing.
Blessing Adeola Jr., Alex Van Aken, like, all these great people. And also, real talk, this has haunted me to this day. I have fucked up Khalif Adams's name while we're introing. Because I'm such a huge fan, I was so nervous. And I remembered his fucking Twitter name instead of his real name. I was like, I'm a fucking moron, idiot. That is something I wake up and I'm like, I'm a dumb idiot. I'm so stupid. He probably hates me now. No, he doesn't. We talk. You know what I mean? He's like some things.
Yeah.
But like, we've had some people that are pretty significant, at least to me, on the show. And I, again, like reaching out and like, being denied, you get denied constantly. And it's not because of anything other than, like, schedules don't, you know, meet. Or sometimes, like, if I'm asking for a Cyberpunk code, that ain't gonna happen right now. You know what I mean? We are sometimes just too small to meet that. It always sucks. But my number one goal is to always grow this network, ? Because now it's a show. Now that it's on YouTube, I it's constantly like, how do we keep growing in the momentum that we are, where we're getting really awesome people, right? Like, I think the Discord's in a really great place where we have really positive talk and positive community. I never want to jump, like have that one video that goes viral type of thing that scares the shit out of me, because I always want to get the right people on the show, not just a whole bunch of random folks, right? Like, mm-hmm. having people, you know, like Jose come in, or like Jadis, or like, you know, a Jedi Master Ren. Like, having those people come in and being positive and just having, like, an ocean of people that, like, oh, God, would scare me. But that being said, I would love to. This is my goal, gang, is to go to a Beyond and co-host a Beyond episode. Because that's really the show that got me to where I am. And I think that is the ultimate crazy batshit goal for me. Because when I'm making this show every week, I am in my brain competing with them. Of like, how do I get onto their level in terms of intellectually or in terms of like audio sounding wise? That's been our goal when we announced the Patreon. It's like, I want to get to a level where like we sound just as good as the people that have the crew and the producer behind them. And so like to have that show, which was like something that started me off back in 2010 and then has gotten me in one way or another over here to make my own show, would be the ultimate coming full circle.
You like, know? I'm with you on that. Yeah. And I did almost say the same thing of Beyond or hopping on PS I Love You XOXO. Mm-hmm. Just because both of those shows and the people that run those shows mean the absolute world to me.
Yeah.
And the reason why I didn't say those as my crazy prediction, because I really don't think it's all that crazy.
Yeah.
I truly believe in... What happened?
I accidentally hit Google Chrome to widen. I couldn't see your face.
I was like, I'm about to get real.
Yeah. That's why I was like, let me click on there. I accidentally clicked different one.
Yeah, I truly believe, Joe, that you're 100% going to go on those shows at some point in the next year. I 100% believe that.
Every time I reach out to Jonathan Dornbush, you know what I hear?
What do you hear?
This is Donna from fucking Jiminy, Chili's. What are you doing calling? I'm not Jonathan.
No, I firmly believe, Joe, that you 100% will be on this, those shows.
Yeah.
Me, who knows? If you get on one, they're not going to have the other half of the trophy room.
Honestly, real talk, real talk. I feel like Greg Miller.
That's a whole other Patreon episode. That's all another show we do.
That's right. Shit, we got to record that tomorrow. Real talk. I feel like Greg Miller needs me, you know? Again, we talked about him on the show. He's been in this industry for 14 days, somehow snuck in.
He's a youngin', man.
He's a young up-and-comer.
We're vets.
Exactly. I can show him a thing or two is what I'm trying to say.
The fact that he got a PS5 and we didn't is ridiculous. Our lawyers will be in touch.
Yeah. My lawyers were talking to yours, Mr. Miller. All right.
Also, real talk?
Yeah.
I've never talked to a lawyer in my entire life. I don't even know how do you find a lawyer? Do you just go to the Yellow Pages? Google? Hey.
Find the nearest guy with a suitcase and
sure.
Maybe half a suit. But that is my ultimate dream. Is to get on not to say a show I admire, because like there are so many shows that I've been on that I admire. But like to be on the one that did start my thirst for this is
absolutely
is that ultimate goal. I thought it would be a really interesting topic as well.
Yeah.
You know, because I love it when I get comments or like when I reply to people that like give me friend requests on PSN or anything like that. They're like, oh, Mr. Babbitt for the trophy room. Oh my God. I'm like, hi.
Yeah. That is something I still... Struggle is not the word.
Mm-hmm.
Baffled, yes, is the word of like me. You're sending me a friend request and saying like, or even in our Discord or like these reviews, like we love listening to you and talk about PlayStation. Like that is, I'm one of the shyest kids when I grew up.
Yeah,
if you were to ask me to read in front of the class, I would cry.
Mm-hmm.
I legit cried during health class one day in middle school because I had to read my essay and get up and stand in front of the class, and the anxiousness and nervousness took over me and I just started crying and I ran out of the room in front of all the cool kids because that's the class that I had.
Yeah.
And the fact that I am now for almost two fucking years every single week sitting down and talking to you about games and people listen.
Mm-hmm.
And people listen to other things I do outside of this. Like, it blows my fucking mind.
Yeah.
That is something I need to do more of is like, hey, Kyle, look at what you've done.
Thank you. I was about to say it.
Because you also push me and say, like, Kyle, take a second and fucking look at how far you've come. And that's something I do need to do more of because in moments of this is like... the imposter thing sneaks in. And it's still mostly that jokey, like, oh, man, look at all these other humans doing human things that I still can't do or haven't done yet. So
I think when I briefly talked to Andrea Renee on PAX of like, how do you deal with like imposter syndrome? Because I was at PAX suffering from imposter syndrome big time of, and she's just like, you don't, and you just have to deal with it. You have like you have to deal that it's out of your control. And that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
And I think that is 110% right. And the one thing that I can't stress enough to people as well, cause like actually got, I don't know if you got, I got like one or two DMs going, hey, you should have got that PS5. Hey,
I don't know why. I didn't get any DMs like that.
Yeah. And I was just like, it's not an issue, random guy. It's fine.
Oh, am I fucking jealous? Absolutely. I am.
To me, Kyle, I'm like, look, like I saw Khalif get it. I'm like, fuck yes.
I love seeing Snowback Mike getting a Series X today. Fucking hell yes, Mike.
Seeing Sean Capri.
Sean Capri! Oh my god, why did I say Sean first? But yeah, seeing the thumbnail of him standing in his truck with the, holding it up, and then the baby pictures of him wrapping it up in like a... So fucking proud of Sean and happy for him and Ryan. Like, fuck yes.
Dude, and like seeing Aaron Greenberg following that account is like, this would be the same if like Shuhei followed us. Yes. I'd be like, Shuhei, what are you doing? This is not like we're giving you PlayStation updates. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, when I see that, I'm not jealous because I think part of me is like, November 3rd, there's so many bigger things.
There's Wisconsin. Way more important things.
You know, history has its eye on you, U.S. So, like, I don't care because, like, my anxiety for that is through the goddamn roof. So, I think I could take myself out of it a little bit more and just celebrate the people that have grinded there. Because, like, when I think about the show as well, like, I take a look at Khalif and, like, the guy's been doing this for, like, almost, if not more than 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, he had a really awesome tweet talking about, like, how his guidance counselor said, like, he pretty much go nowhere, and now look at where he is. And, like, that takes, I think, what a lot of people fail to understand, even when they're starting content or whatever, is this shit's a grind. You have to really want this. Not for a year, two, three, four. You gotta want this for a while. And, like, when I take a look at Alex Van Aken, who's been grinding for five fucking years, has way more talent than I'd ever have in my entire life.
Agreed.
And get that job at
agreed and a reference to me as well. I didn't mean another dunk on you.
No, dunk on me, because it's true. Like, the man is so good at what he does and is so kind. And, like, when you see that, you're like, okay, that's, like, there's, whew. And when you see, like, those people have been on your show, follow you. You know you're on a good track. Mm-hmm. You know you're in the area where you want to be. So, like, I celebrate those victories for my friends. Understanding that, like, this podcast is almost 3 years old in January. And we've gotten to places that some podcasts have been doing this for 5 years and not been able to do. Like, how many podcasts have you seen that have over 100 reviews on iTunes?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. And we're here in such a short span of time.
Yeah.
You know? Like...
It's also to the point of me just thinking of this past episode, which was fucking jam-packed.
Yeah.
Not in just stories, but I think a good barometer to this is the weeks where we have, like, 8 questions. Mm-hmm. When we think when we started this, we would maybe have 1, mm-hmm. 2. Some weeks we would have nothing.
Yeah.
And, that still happens. I'm not saying every week we have, like, tons of questions, but... Right. The fact that people are interacting and want to hear us answer these questions, whether they're goofy or not, they're asking them for a response because they want to hear what we have to say. Yeah. It's a pretty damn cool feeling.
They want to know what we think on the PlayStation 5 and at the same time give a serious, thoughtful answer to something about crunch in Cyberpunk.
Yeah. And although, then... Josh, you're on notice. You say Boring Lands one more time, Josh.
No, kidding. Josh, you're here. You're fine.
Kidding.
But, like,
kidding.
And then you could get me, like, having the hots for Henry Cavill the next. I think that's what makes the show, which who does not, like, real talk.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what makes the show so special is, it's just a bunch of friends talking, having a good time. And I love to see, and I think, like going on for what I was saying earlier, it was that relationship works both ways. Like, if you're in our Discord, if you're even just listening or just a patron, whatever the case may be, I feel like we're all friends. And that's mm-hmm. why what I always get scared with, like, that one viral video, then a whole bunch of people have come in. And, like, does that ruin the dynamic or the dichotomy of the show? That always, mm-hmm. if we move too fast, that always does scare me a little bit. So, yeah, it's awesome to see people get their PS5s. And
yeah.
us cheering them on and, like, also Xboxes for the two people. They got a yeah. fridge. And they said, if there's a mini fridge, would you buy it? And I'm absolutely on board. I would buy that mini
fridge. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I retweeted because I think it would be really, really cool to have that in my house
yeah.
for that contest. Also, shout out to them with it's not they took the Power Your Dreams and turned it into Power Your Memes. Like, fuck yes, Xbox. Fuck yes, Xbox. Yeah. Yeah. I did think of another, like, ridiculous, crazy thing.
Okay.
Which, it's silly. It's not as serious or whatever. Can you imagine having Andrew House on our show?
Holy shit. And having to explain
and he's okay with it? And he's okay with the bit?
Yeah. Okay, Andy, sit down. I have some...
Listen, we're so happy you agreed to be on the show.
Yeah.
But to preface what's going to happen later on, Joe's going to say some wild things about flipping light switches on, calling your kids stupid, stealing your mail, yeah. and destroying your house.
Yeah.
Do you still want to be on the show?
Absolutely. Because I'm in his house.
Now he turned into Hans Gruber.
Exactly. Ho. I have a machine gun. Oh, dude, now I'm just picturing a diehard but superimposed, like, super fake my face on John McClane, super face Andrew House's face on Hans. Perfect movie. They say the perfect movie, man. Citizen Kane. No, it's that. Yeah.
That would be so wild.
Yeah.
So people go into their inbox for their podcasts on Thursdays. Are like, oh, this week we have blah, blah, blah. Oh, we're also joined by Andrew House. Oh, shit.
The son of a bitch did it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, like, and to end it, I think, Kyle, that's what you ought to do. Is every time you get that imposter syndrome, be like, what have I done?
Yeah.
But, like, think of it, like, in the thoughtful way, not the, what have I done? Because we all get that, especially when, like, the one thing is that helps me is, like, everybody goes through it, even the top folks. Mm-hmm. But at the same exact time, like, when you take a look at what we've achieved, I think not what you've done, what we've achieved is something really special.
Yeah.
And I honestly, God, I've been listening to some PlayStation shows. Because one of my things is, like, I want more PlayStation people here, you know, like, on the show. Not just some Xbox guys, though I love our talk what we have with them, but some people in our ecosystem. And honest to goodness, not a lot of them do it as good as us. And I toot my own horn. Because, like, mm-hmm. I truly, like, when I'm done with an episode, I may go, like, yeah, if we had an editor or, like, if we had a sound guy, sure, but I do think we have the best show on the internet surrounding PlayStation. You know, like, we have the best PlayStation show. Uh-huh. As much as I love Beyond, as much as I love Blessing Greg, I do think that there's no better duo, you know. Mm. And when you get famous and you leave me for an IGN or you start your own, I'm gonna be real bummed.
Hey.
Yeah.
It happens. Shit
happens. You gotta social network me. This was my idea, and you make it into, like, the PlayStation book.
But hey, the name was my idea.
Exactly. It's just business, Joe. It's just business. Oh my god, we're assassinating me too.
Yeah, I will slit your throat with a bloodborne disc.
Oh,
make it personal.
Beware the old blood. All right, ideal. That's the way I would want to go, actually.
Yeah.
This is any way I want
of me quoting Bloodborne as Achilles.
With the disc. Like,
what Kyle, who are you?
Rips off the mask like a Mission Impossible in Xandria House. It's been me this whole time, you damn son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
That has been the Trophy Room After the Hunt After Show. I hope you all enjoyed it. I love doing these. These are fun. Yeah. I know this is only our second one, but this is great.
This is fantastic. Agreed. Yeah.
Everybody, we love y'all. If you're listening to this before November 3rd, and if you're registered, go out there. Vote. We need you.
Please.
Every single one of you. Okay, cool. Yep. Hopefully after this week, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be a different time. You know?
Oh, man.
Hopefully, like, after it, like, we get back, like, after, like, it's November 4th, and, like, 2020's like, okay, we're wiping the slate. Things are going to start going back to normal.
Oh, Joe. What? I that didn't hit me till right now.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to fucking know. On the show.
Yeah.
We will know the fate of the next 4 fucking years of this country.
Is that nuts?
Oh, my God.
And that has been the Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast made by the players for the players. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon as you do each and every month. Thank you all so, so much. Just your patronage, your generosity never goes unnoticed. And so with all that said, with all that out of the way, couldn't do this without you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation. Love y'all.
Love you.